Hey there. Welcome back to Bible Lounge, your sanctuary of serenity amidst the chaos of life. I'm Charlotte, and I'm honored to be your guide in this space of tranquility. Today, we will continue our journey with Joshua as he leads the children of Israel across the Jordan River into the Promised Land. We will explore Joshua chapter 3, where we encounter a powerful story of faith, obedience, and trusting in God's guidance. It offers timeless wisdom for navigating the obstacles we face in life. Find a comfortable space, sit back, and relax. If you are listening to help you fall asleep, please lay down in a comfortable position. Let's begin. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Breathe in through your nostrils and slowly exhale through your mouth. Breathe in peace. Breathe out frustrations. Take another deep breath in and slowly exhale, letting go of every distraction. Now, I will read Joshua chapter 3 from the New International Version of the Bible. Joshua chapter 3. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move from one position and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never in this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Joshua said to the priest, "Take off the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people." So they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priest who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river." Joshua said to the Israelites, "Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know that the living God is among you, and that he will certainly drive out before you Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. See, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. Now then, choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one for each tribe. And as soon as a priest who carried the ark of the Lord of all the earth, set foot in the Jordan, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet, as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away, at a town called Adam, in the vicinity of Zarethan. While the water flowing down to the Sea of the Arabah, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground, while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. That is the end of Joshua chapter 3. As we journey with Joshua and the Israelites, we find them at a critical juncture. Before them lies a formidable obstacle, the Jordan River, and more so, the river is flooding, blocking their path forward. Can you imagine the mix of emotions the Israelites must have felt? Excitement for the journey ahead, but also disappointment and anxiety and confusion about the situation. Confused whether to stay put, return, or move forward. Let's pause and reflect on the significance of this moment. Imagine the scene. Thousands of Israelites standing on the banks of the river with the waters raging before them. It's a moment of great uncertainty and fear. I know I would be afraid. In many ways, this scenario mirrors the challenges we face today, from global crisis to personal struggles. We are confronted with obstacles that seem insurmountable, whether it's the ongoing pandemic, social unrest, economic instability, or just personal hardships. The journey forward can feel daunting and uncertain. How often do we find ourselves on the brink of new beginnings, facing challenges and that seem too big to overcome? Maybe it's starting a new job, moving to a new city, or navigating a difficult relationship. Maybe God has called you into ministry, or you were led to start that business, or you were asked to confront that situation. You clearly heard from God to go ahead, only to find yourself before this daunting obstacle and you question if you really heard God, confused on what to do next. Yet, in the midst of uncertainty, adversity, and confusion, God speaks to Joshua just like he's probably speaking to you now, reassuring him of his presence and promising to make a way through the waters. It's a powerful reminder that even in our darkest moments, God is with us, guiding us through the storm and leading us to brighter days. As we look further into the story, we see a beautiful act of obedience that was excellently rewarded. God commanded the priest to move forward. As the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant stepped into the waters, something miraculous happens. The moment their feet touch the water, the flow of the river stops and the waters pile up in a heap, allowing the Israelites to cross on dry ground. Wow. This incredible event serves as a powerful reminder of God's faithfulness and power to overcome any obstacles in our lives. It teaches us that when we step out in faith and obedience, God is faithful to fulfill His promises and lead us to victory. Let's pause and reflect on how this story speaks to our present realities. What obstacles are you facing in your life that seems impossible to overcome? What fears are holding you back from stepping into the unknown with courage and faith? How can you find courage and hope in the midst of adversity and obstacles? What steps can you take to trust in God's promise and move forward in faith, even when the path ahead seems unclear? Like the Israelites, we are called to trust in God's faithfulness and step forward in faith, even when the path ahead seems daunting. It's a good reminder that God is with us in the midst of uncertainty, guiding us through the unknown and leading us to new opportunities for growth and blessings. Though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with us in leading us to the place of still water. Do not doubt God, but trust in His abilities to see you through. Don't doubt His call or leading. Only walk in faith and obedience. As we contemplate these things, let's also consider how God can use us as agents of change and healing in our communities. Just as Joshua led the Israelites with courage and conviction, we are called to step forth with compassion and determination in reconciling a world that longs for peace to the Prince of Peace. Alright, let's take some affirmations. We have two affirmations today. Let's take the first one. God will make a way where there seems to be no way, for He is the way maker. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. For He is the way maker. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. For He is the way maker. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. For He is the way maker. Let's take the second affirmation. I walk by faith and not by sight. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. I walk by faith and not by sight. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. I walk by faith and not by sight. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's the end of our podcast for today. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of Joshua chapter 3. In the next episode, we will explore how God changes us and uses us for His glory. Until then, may you walk in obedience and faith as the Lord takes you to your place of promise.